Welcome to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Joining me this morning are gentlemen involved with the Wittenberg Project, part of the President's Cabinet for the Wittenberg Project. Joining me in studio today, Robert Claus. Good morning, Mr. Claus.
Good morning.
Glad to have you in studio today and talking about the Wittenberg Project.
Absolutely delighted to be here.
Also joining us by phone, the Reverend David Biltman. Good morning, Pastor Biltman.
Good morning. Thanks for calling.
You bet. Thanks for taking some time to talk with us about the Wittenberg Project. Let's talk about, now, Pastor Biltman, you have been, you've served as president of the Central Illinois District, and as I understand, it's kind of been key in part of this Wittenberg Project. Let's talk about what is the Wittenberg Project and where did the history begin?
Well, it goes back probably about to 2005 when people started talking about having a witness in Wittenberg where the Reformation started and so forth, and some had the idea that we should have a presence there. So in 2006, it happened that the Central Illinois District, through our church extension fund, bought a building in Wittenberg, which was right near to the town church there in Wittenberg, so that we could have something to work with. And that's how it all began, was once we purchased the building for between $40,000 and $45,000 back in 2006, then the discussion what we were going to do with the building, and all kinds of things came up, and they even talked about doing something like the Abraham Lincoln Museum in Springfield, Illinois. Talked to the person who did that, and finally they came upon a plan, and in last October, we started remodeling the building, and we're looking forward to it being completed for dedication, which is May 3rd.
And Bob, let's talk about your background and how you became involved in this project.
Well, I'm a retired person, 35 years with Merits, and I got a call one day from President Harrison and asked that if I would join in an advisory capacity this project, and just lend them my insight and my as it relates to my marketing background, and give them ideas and perhaps help in the overall coordination of specifically the campaign raising area.
So you when did you get involved in the project?
I have only been involved about 15 months, mm-hmm. right before the board meeting in Wittenberg, January of 2014. I was over there and got a whole new appreciation for this magnificent effort in terms of education, in terms of outreach.
How much work is being done, Pastor Biltman, how much work is being done in this remodeling and restoration process, and what will the outcome be at the end?
Well, we are making it into a educational and outreach center. We hope to have university students studying about Martin Luther in our building, give them a place where they can stay and do some research in the place where the Reformation started, and also a couple other interesting aspects of this. The Education Committee has been working on this, but of course they're talking about elder hostels, and also a unique thing that I wouldn't have thought about was confirmation classes coming over and solidifying their studies about Luther's small catechism and being there for a week or so, mm-hmm. to really absorb all that took place in that particular location. So that's what, I mean, the remodeling, we had a few snags here and there. Found a few, you talk about skeletons in your closet. Well, we had a few skeletons in our underneath our building, and we had to stop construction while the archaeologists dug out those bones and took them to Halle for further examination. But one was one in particular, a group of a family of five, a father and four children, and so I saw those bones down there and so forth. The one 10-year-old had a knife in his throat, and so the building was built in 1564, and for those to be there, they said they have to be from the 12th, 13th century.
Hmm.
We don't know what happened to the mother or anything else, but father and four children were all skeletons were all right together in one place. Mm-hmm. So then the archaeologist boxed them up and took them out of our building and took them to Hala.
So there's certainly a lot of history in this building. What purposes has this building served in the past, and what's been the condition of it over the last century or two?
Well, it was originally we'll call it now the old Latin school. It was the boys' school, and of course it wasn't there at the time of Luther, but shortly thereafter. There's also a girls' school about a block away, and that has been converted into a building such as we are doing. So we'll work in conjunction with that other operation somewhat. But that was what it originally was, and then it originally had like two floors. And then later on, 18-something, they added two more floors, and the... It has been a lot of different things. At one time, it was a print shop, but for the last, 20 years, it's kind of sat idle and just was an ugly sight there in Wittenberg. So the Wittenbergers are quite excited about the building getting renovated and all, and it really looks so much different than what it did just even a year ago.
So let's talk about the project of renovating or restoring this building. What are some of the things, what are some of the key things that have been done to, what's the building going to look like? What types of facilities will it offer?
The building itself, of course, we're under strict rules by the German government about what we can do to an historic mm-hmm. building like that.
So, sure.
They want us to keep all the old timbers and things like that, and well, some of them were not worth saving at all. So, but whatever we could salvage, they want to be visible. You know, these big beams from 1564 are in the building, and so we'll display them in some way. And we are really restricted on color of the building, so that it would be the color that it was back in a certain age, and just all kinds of things that we're not used to here in the United States necessarily, but we went through all those hoops so that we could restore the building. But the building itself will have a chapel that'll seat 50 to 60 people. There'll be a foyer. I should say there is, because the construction basically is done. We're just now finishing up. Most of the plaster is up, and you can see, if anybody'd like to see it, there's a video on the website that Dave Mosman, our man in Wittenberg, has done just this last week when several of us were over there. And that's on our website, and you can see the building. He'll walk you through it, a very nice video. We have 11 dormitory rooms. We have an apartment, a faculty apartment, and also an apartment for the director, plus a classroom and a commons room, the library, a couple offices, things like that. So we have four floors, and we use every inch of space that is available.
And so how do you anticipate that this building will be used, that this site will be used in the future? You'd mentioned, both of you had mentioned outreach, educational, and welcoming. Tell us, what will be the main purposes of this building? How will it be used?
Well, the one thing that will be a constant is the educational purposes, because a lot of our Concordias like to take students over for maybe a semester or maybe just for a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. To study, and they are anxious, and that's why we have this education committee, which is planning the activities that will be involved, and so we have a lot of that involved. We have a number of congregations that are wanting to be pilot projects for this confirmation experience, and but then also when you realize that Wittenberg itself, with about 40,000-50,000 people, only 15 to 18% of those people even claim to be Christian. And you think, well, that's what's going on over there? Well, the fact of the matter is, and I've talked to a number of people in Wittenberg, and they say we're not against religion. We just never had the opportunity to learn anything about it. And they are very much interested in it, at least the ones I talked with. What happened was, during the Soviet times, they were not allowed to have anything involved with this. One lady, she's about, 45, 50 years old, she was telling me her story. She said that what happened was that her dad was a fireman for the city, and so that's part of the government. If they had gone to church as a family, he would have lost his job, so they didn't. So she knows nothing about religion, and her husband the same way. I mean, those people, that just during Soviet times, they squelched religion, and now we want to bring it back. We're going to have a missionary there who will be able to work with the people in Wittenberg, and that's one of the reasons we have a chapel, so that we can provide an opportunity for these people to know Jesus Christ as their Savior.
Mm, very good. Well, Bob, I want to hear your thoughts as well here in just a little bit. We need to take a quick break. When we come back from that break, we'll continue talking with our guest today, the Reverend David Biltman and Mr. Bob Claus on the Wittenberg Project. Hope you can stick around for more His Time coming up right after this break right here on Worldwide KFUO.
Worldwide KFUO would like to invite you to start and end your day with prayer. At 9 a.m., join us for morning prayer as we look into the Word of God, we pray, and sing sacred music. At 6 p.m., we gather for evening prayer once again as we hear the Word of God, pray, and rejoice in His gift of music. Lift up your heart to heaven with Worldwide KFUO.
The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, on behalf of Concordia Plan Services, Lutheran Church Extension Fund, the LCMS Foundation, Lutheran Housing Support Corporation, Concordia University System, and Corporate Synod, daily reaches out to our members and partners, working together to support our local, global, and international ministries, church workers, and LCMS initiatives at large to carry the mission forward and to serve each other in love. Opportunities to serve, lcms.org/jobsboard.
Worldwide KFUO is easy to find on AM 850 in St. Louis and online at kfuo.org. Through our contacts page online, you can ask us questions, and there is good old snail mail, too. Our street address is KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. The worldwide leader of confessional Lutheranism. Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news for more than 90 years.
Hi, I'm Pastor Mark Hawkinson. In the book of James come these sobering words. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Wow, mists don't last. But in Christ, through the waters of your baptism, you have a union with Him that does. I'll talk about it, along with great Christ-centered hymns as well. So join me, won't you, for some thoughts about that more than a mist life on Jubilation Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. on Worldwide KFUO.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Today, we're talking with the Reverend David Biltman and Mr. Bob Claus on the Wittenberg Project. Before we went to break, Bob, we got to hear a little bit about, Pastor Biltman's perspective on how the Wittenberg Project, how the renovations of this building will serve in a number of ways, multiple purposes. Your thoughts on how this project will come to culmination and how it'll be used for outreach, education, welcoming, witnessing. How will this project be helpful?
Well, when I got a call to be, along with Dave Biltman, an advisory member, I wasn't very excited about it, to be very frank with you, and went over to Germany, and that really lit me on fire in terms of the project itself, which is much more than a building. It's the outreach and education for Lutherans. We expect tens of thousands of people to visit Wittenberg and Lutherland within the next couple of years. But the project is also about Jesus Christ and the gospel and our rich history. Also, if you think about it, Wittenberg, the heart of the Reformation, right across the street, St. Mary's Church, where Luther preached thousands and thousands of sermons, 6 or 8 blocks down the street from where he nailed the 95 Theses. It's rather awe-inspiring. So I'm happy to be a part of it, and people can be a part of history too by checking out the Wittenberg Project website and associated links. We invite any and all Christians to join in this tremendous effort. Dave mentioned that 18% of the people profess or think that they're children Christians in the Wittenberg and surrounding area. That's suffice to say, a pretty low figure. So we have a wonderful opportunity. God willing, this will be a tremendous ministry, outreach, and educational effort in Germany. And I might also add that we have the 110% cooperation of the Evangelical Church in Germany, and the bishops and all those associated people. The community is excited about this project as well, and I'd highly recommend that any chance of getting over to Wittenberg and seeing this project and what it means and what it's going to do should be done by all Lutherans able to get over there.
Let's talk about the partnership, the collaboration. Who has come together to bring about this project?
Well, basically, as Dave mentioned, the building was purchased for about $45,000 from the Central Illinois District, and is a partnership between the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, Concordia Publishing House, and something we call SELK, S-E-L-K, which is the Independent Evangelical Church of Germany. And it's been really in the planning stages for about 5 years. It's only been within the last year and a half or two that the plans were solidified. The board was, formed, and we, last January in our board meeting in Wittenberg, we set the date of the dedication, May 3rd of this year, 2 years before the actual Reformation, and there were some doubters, me being one of them, whether we'd finish this particular project on time. But it's amazing that the German construction people and the planning people and architects and everything else have really worked together along with the U.S. contingent, and it's going to be something that is just remarkable.
Pastor Biltman, you've had the opportunity to see this building and the progress. What is it like to witness this transformation?
It's just amazing. You just can't imagine. I was over there last week. We were making plans for the dedication on May 3rd and lining up the places where we would have various activities, concerts and things. And it's just amazing. One of the things that they asked me to kind of go over and help get set up is our bookstore, which I didn't mention earlier about. That will be in our building. It'll be a small little book nook, but it will offer religious books at from CPH and they'll be in English and in German, so visitors can pick up some books and learn about Christ even through that aspect of the building.
So this really will be a multi-purpose building that reaches out to the community, but also provides a welcoming environment for those who are coming there for study or other events as well, whether it be, as you mentioned, the university students or catechesis students from the U.S. or other places. It'll provide them an opportunity to be right there in the heart of where the Reformation really began.
Yeah, I think our LCMS people will feel at home having a place where they can come and feel that they're part of it, mm-hmm. and right there in the heart of the Reformation.
Well, we talked about the collaboration, the partnerships that have come together to bring about this project. for the rest of us who are learning about this project and want to find out more about, what needs to be done yet? Is there more that still needs to be done? And how can people be a part of, how can our listeners be a part of contributing to and helping this project come along?
Well, for one thing, our website, thewittenbergproject.org, will give you about everything you want to know, and we'll also give you people that you can contact. But we have we still need some funds for the remodeling project, and we have naming opportunities available. I mean, if somebody is really wanting to help, they can get the chapel named after a loved one or something by contributing $500,000 to the project. If they just want to help in a small, we accept all size donations, but we have what we call Reformation 500 Club, which is for those organizations, churches or schools or what have you, that contribute $500 or more. And for individuals, we have the Sola Verba, which is similar to Reformation 500, but it's just for individuals. If somebody would like to donate at least $500 or more, than the Sola Verba. But I guess the thing that with all these, it takes, I was going to mention the fact that we have matching funds for all these opportunities. If somebody wants to donate $500, it's the same as $1,000 because of the matching funds that we have available right now. So that's kind of an important aspect of it, too.
I might add, might add something to what Dave said, and that is this is about a $3.5 million renovation for the building itself, exclusive of any education plans that we have. And don't quote me on this, but we're perhaps at about $2 million right now. And we do need funds to complete the project, but also we'll need ongoing support for the Wittenberg Project. Various naming rights that Dave referred to can be for the small apartment, the large apartment, the organ, the altar, some of which have been taken. But, for example, if you wanted to have naming rights for one of the 50 or 60 chairs in the chapel, you can do that for $1,000, or $5,000, rather. A step, there are 60 or 65 steps in this building, four stories, and they're being offered naming rights for $1,000. But the big point is getting the any and all contributions. If it's $1, $5, or $10, they'll be well received. And every donation that's made against this project will be recognized with a follow-up thank you letter from our president. And so I just want to say that we have made sufficient progress, but there's a long way to go. And, of course, there will be a financial obligation for years and years after the building itself is completed. I really ask that all Lutheran Christians come together on this and check out our website, as Dave mentioned, WittenbergProject.org, and also I'd like to give a number that anyone could call, and that's the 800 number, 248-1930, and just dial in extension 1661, and you'll reach a fine lady, Patty Maynor, and she'll give you more information on how you can be a part of history.
All right, and what was that number again?
The number is 800-248-1930. 1930, extension 1661, Patty Maynor.
Very good. Well, thank you both, gentlemen. And the website, thewittenbergproject.org, you can find out more there as well. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being my guest on His Time Today, the Reverend David Biltman. Thank you for being my guest.
Thank you for the opportunity.
And Mr. Bob Claus, thanks for being my guest today with the Wittenberg Project.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Coming up in just a little bit, we've got more His Time. Stick around for more right after this break, right here on listener-supported Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.